Hey guys, I have good news for everybody. If you like Heroes of the Storm, guess what? Scott's finally hosting a podcast about it. Myself, John Jagger, Bo Schwartz, happening this Saturday. This Saturday. Go to heroesforyou.com. That's heroesforyou.com for details. Subscribe now. This episode of The Morning Stream is brought to you by Braintree. If you're working on a mobile app and searching for the right payments API, check out the Braintree V.0 SDK. With one simple integration, your customers get every way to pay. To learn more and try out the sandbox, go to braintreepayments.com/morningstream. Coming up on TMS, is it Don or is it Macho?
Another Don finally gets his due.
My moon, my stars, and my Emmys.
How about a free HBO Now?
Mario. Major spoilers.
Your emails and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
Fireplaces glowing, bicycles rolling, hearts overflowing with cheer. It's that wonderful season we all find so pleasing. The Toys R Us time of year.
Man-made extinctions have even happened before. I guess we hunted the dildo into extinction. But the dodo, rather, forgive me.
The Vaughn and Stream.
The Morning Stream. They mostly come in the morning. Mostly.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to The Morning Stream. This is TMS in the morning for Monday, September 21st, 2015. And after a fierce wrestling match with technology, both Brian and I are here. Hello, Brian.
Hello, Scott. Yeah, Skype's issues today kind of plagued us a little bit. Yeah. There's no Skype today.
Skype went down. If you're noticing that Brian's not sounding quite as crisp and clear, that's why we're using Google Hangouts today.
I'm not sick again, people. Don't worry.
Yeah, it's not his throat. But here we are. I was really worried there if this thing was ever going to freaking work, but it finally did. So chat room and everybody listening live, thank you guys for your patience. And everyone at home, you don't even know the difference. I don't know why I'm telling you guys anyway. We're all just here like normal.
Right.
So, Brian, let's get into it. It's a show. It's Monday. Perfect metaphor for Monday is when nothing works. I don't know what happened to Skype. They just took a big old shite.
Yeah. And we didn't hear about it until today. Like, obviously, things were fine for us on Saturday when we did Film Sack.
Yeah. They were good for me last night when I was playing Heroes of the Storm and no issues. I had some Skype going on.
Oh, you were on Skype for, mm-hmm. You don't use like Mumble or...
No, it's so much easier just to... In that game, there's so much real time happening that you don't want to like have a push to talk anything.
So, oh, yeah, right.
So we just go live to hard drive on that one. Works pretty good.
Yeah, makes sense.
But anyway, we're here. I'm a little flustered, but F it. We're doing a show. All right, it's how right. It is. By the way, that thing at the beginning is the best.
Man-made extinctions have even happened before. I guess we hunted the dildo into extinction. Oh. But the dodo, rather. Forgive me.
He had to really.
I love that you hear the producer there. just after he says it,
and it's the kind of silence you never want on a live newscast right? Ever.
Oh, man.
Anyway, so I got. We're gonna do something fun here this morning. All right.
Okay.
I found another one of these, who said it, Trump or somebody else. And today's really made me laugh, so we have to do this one. And I'm doing it to you. You're the quiz master, so I'm going to be the quiz giver, and you're going to try to answer all these questions. All right? You ready for this?
Yes.
Presidential hopeful Donald Trump or Idiocracy's President Camacho? Who said these actual lines? Now, you know who I'm talking about, right? Terry Crews.
Macho Camacho from Idiocracy.
Idiocracy, the fine film, yes. Idiocracy. And you have to decide which of these two people, this fictional character, or this other person said it. All right?
All right.
Here we go. Number one. Remember, new environmental friendly light bulbs can cause cancer.
I'm going to say that that's... I'm going to say that's Trump.
All right. Boom. You are correct. It is Trump. How about this one? I will be the greatest jobs president that God ever created. I'll tell you that.
The greatest jobs president. That sounds like something Trump would say.
All right, you're correct. So far, so good. Number three, this is easy. I will build a great wall, and nobody builds walls better than me, believe me.
Yeah, that's definitely Trump.
Number four, I beat China all the time. All the time.
I beat China all the time.
Yeah. All the time is said twice.
Yeah. Is Kanye West a choice in this one?
No. No.
All the time.
President West is not a thing we have to deal with that.
Trump again, I think.
You are correct. Man, he's very Trump heavy.
I'm sensing a pattern.
If there is one word to describe Atlantic City, it's big business. Or two words, big business.
I think that's also Trump.
All right. Very well done. Number six. Listen, you mother effers. We're going to tax you to 25%.
Now I think we're getting into macho territory.
That was Donald Trump
that
said
that.
That
was Trump again? Yep. Okay.
Number seven. This very expensive global warming bullshit has got to stop.
I think that's Trump.
You are correct. Sorry, losers and haters, but my IQ is one of the highest, and you all know it.
Yeah, that's certainly Trump.
All right. Final question, or final possibility. So you're smart, huh? I thought your head would be bigger. Looks like a peanut.
I think we have our one final Macho Camacho statement.
You're correct. Yeah. Every single one of those was Trump, except for that last one. So
fantastic.
Well done,
Tom. That's great.
Or Tom. Well done, Brian. I was looking at Tom's name just then.
Yeah.
Anyway,
Gavel
McLeod. All right, so today we're going to try to add Daryl to this. Okay. I don't know if this is even going to freaking work, but we're going to give it our best shot because he's on a phone, so we'll see how this goes.
Oh, right, yeah. You with Skype, it's usually easy to add a phone person.
Yeah, so this should make a weird noise and then add him, and then we'll bring him in and see how this works. I mean, this may be the future. We may end up, you know, I don't know. Like, maybe eventually Skype goes the way of the hoo-ha and we don't use it anymore. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Daryl, can you hear us?
It went the way of the hoo-ha.
Daryl?
I hear you.
Oh, my gosh. What? Okay, here's this. It is Stump a Trek Nerd brought to you by...
Baked Chicken Wings.
We had baked chicken wings last night. They were good. I'm trying to get
like
the...
I almost said Skype.
Yeah, that was pretty good. We're trying to get rid of... I'm calling you Tom. We're calling Chicken Skype. It's fine. Everything's fine here. How are you? We're trying to make everything work right, and it looks like Daryl's thing worked right, so I'm pretty happy about that. Cool. Daryl, hi. How are you?
Yay. I'm glad it's working.
I don't know why it made a sound, though. That's supposed to be muted.
Anyway. It's funny. Whenever Daryl talks, it looks like an alternative Star Trek universe version of the Warner Brothers... Badia, that's all, folks.
Yeah, totally. It does because it makes the little circle thing in the
right,
middle.
Right, little concentric circles around.
I guess
talking.
People at home can see that, which is weird. You know, the one nice thing about Hangouts is I don't have to re-upload this when we're done. So this goes right to YouTube and I don't have
right
to jack
to YouTube,
with it.
Yeah.
So something to think about. Anyway, Daryl, it's good to have you on. Sorry for the delay. I hope you're doing well. You forgot your jerky.
I know.
Rat bastard.
So
forgot his
looking
jerky.
Forward to eating this jerky.
Yeah, well, it's all right.
You've ruined everything.
The whole show is shot. But instead, you'll answer some hard trivia questions about Star Trek. That's what you do on the show. Here is your hard trivia question. Laxwana Troi was a thorn in the side of many Enterprise crew members, especially Captain Jean-Luc Picard and Deanna Troi. In which episode of The Next Generation does she make her first appearance? So which one did Majel Barrett show up in as the mother of Deanna Troi? A, Too Short a Season. B, Homey Soil.
I don't think that's a real.
Yeah, that sounds like it's probably home
it's
soil.
Home soil.
Yeah.
He's,
freaking Mike.
He's trolling you.
Home soil. I hear a. Home soil. Do you guys hear a keyboard? I hear a keyboard. Is that me? No, that's not me. Do you guys hear like a ticky tacky? Like
yeah, you're hearing the music. Oh, like typing on a keyboard.
Like a
typing musical keyboard. It's like that's a music bed.
No. Like a typing keyboard. Anyway, I'll tell you if I hear it again. Anyway, Homey Soil.
Daryl's probably typing the answers, so he can.
Yeah, he's Googling the answers.
No, it's not here.
C, Manhunt, or D, Haven. So that's Too Short a Season, Home Soil, Manhunt, or Haven. Them's your options, Daryl. Want you to think real hard on that, because coming up now...
Ah!
Oh, wrong one.
Hey.
Nothing's working right, dude.
That was a great choice, though.
Anyway, it's you. Time to tell us today in Star Trek history.
Oh, I'm so not ready.
Ah!
Am I Am I ready for this? 1983. Is this today?
Yeah,
I think so.
It is today.
Is this real life?
It was the 27th day of filming on Star Trek III, The Search for Spock.
Oh, okay. Final day of filming?
27th.
27th day. What was their final? We don't know how long it took them to make that movie.
A while.
All right. The reason I ask is because I wonder if on the final day of filming that thing, they were just relieved? Or were they sad that they had to finally get out of there, I wonder? Because that movie sucked. Let's all admit it. It was a piece of poo. Piece of garbage.
Yeah.
Well, all right. Well, happy birthday to that 27th
day. They probably felt like every time they did a movie, they probably felt like, this will probably be the last one.
Yeah. Yeah, I really wonder about that. Like, do you think at some point, Shatner had sort of hated all this, and I don't know when that was happening. I assume that he was okay with things by the time 5 rolled around because he directed it. But
5 was called The Final Frontier. I mean, I think that they had every intention of saying 5 is it. We're done after 5.
Final Frontier. Because you think that title was supposed to be double meaning. It was part of the storyline, but also, hey, we're going to hang it up after this.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm glad they didn't because 6 was actually good. Mm-hmm. So good job, guys.
Yeah.
All right, Laryl, back to your damn thing here. Hey, now that you're on the call on here, can you see us? Too, or do you just hear us? Oh, you see us? Okay.
I see and hear.
All right. You sound good. Like, that's good. Except I can't control your volume. Thanks for the volume
Brian's
control.
Brian's waving. He has an orange microphone.
Yeah.
It's really red. It's funny how this camera, this is the Logitech C, it's the HD one that a lot of us have. Dunaway has this.
I have the same one, Same
and this is a bright, this is a cherry red microphone cover, and it does look orange even when I'm looking at the microphone picture in my little monitor. It's orange. I don't know why it is.
I think there's some lighting, because your shirt makes it look like you're about to be ascended into some heavenly state.
Well, even when I but even when I wear because I have a great red shirt that I wore in honor of the premiere of the Red Shirt Diaries last week, and that came out orange, so I don't look like I'm a crew member that's about to die. I look like I'm a visiting Romulan who's a fan of the Broncos or something.
That is weird.
Yeah.
Well,
maybe it's so intensely red that it needs to borrow some yellow.
Like, here's my iPhone case.
Yeah,
that's also red.
Yeah, that looks red.
But if I put it right next to it, I mean, they're basically
it looks orange
same.
Now. Oh, yeah. Weird.
Oh, so it's a...
It's a light thing.
Maybe it's a lighting issue. Interesting.
Yeah, that makes sense. Right. Well... Science, everyone, science. Daryl?
Oh, yeah, look at that. When I put my hands over the light, not only do I sear my fingers to a golden brown, it also makes the microphone look red.
I like that. Look at your hams, dude. You got some musculature there. You got some arms going there.
It's the gun show, man.
Yeah, I like it.
Two tickets to the gun show.
Welcome to the Denver Gun Show. All right, Daryl, your question was, when does Lakshwana Troy show up in the damn show? And it was A, B, C, or D. Those are too short a season, homie soil. Home soil. Freaking. I'm going to go in here and edit it. It's pissing me off. There we go. Home soil, manhunt, or haven. What do you think? Where are you at? What do you want?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. What'll I say?
What'll I say? What'll I do?
Exactly. When did she first show up? Haven was the one with the MASH guy on it.
Was it?
With, high up snobby guy from...
Winchester?
Yeah, Winchester. Yeah.
High up snobby guy.
High up snobby guy.
Is that what his agent said? He called him up and says, David, we've got you a new job. It's a high up snobby guy.
High up snobby guy.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, and he was on Frasier also as a high-up snobby guy.
I didn't know that.
But he wasn't the same. He was
David
totally
Ogden
different.
Steers was on Frasier?
Let's take a look.
Whoa, that seems like redundant.
Yeah, it does.
Because, I mean, Kelsey Grammer was kind of like...
he was playing... he was playing Frasier's dad, or possible dad, or something like that.
His possible dad. Oh, here he is.
His real dad.
But he's too young to be. They're like the same age. That's weird.
Are they really?
Frasier.
Ogden Steers.
All right, we're now on a run. Now we're on a. We got to find out.
All right, how old is Kelsey Grammer?
Age. Okay, so David Ogden Steers is
72.
72.
Yes.
Frasier
now?
Crane. Yes.
Yeah. 60.
He's got to be older than that.
So he's
Kelsey Grammer is 60.
72 and 60. So that would make him 12 when he was born.
Okay, maybe that's a little weird.
I think he looks like an older brother or something in that. There's a picture of him on the internet. Do you guys have the internet? you guys get the internet?
I do. I bought some internet today.
Oh, good.
Oh, there is a picture. Yeah, there was the episode Fathers and Sons. Oh, and there's a picture of the two of them together with their own baby.
Are they...
What? Their own baby? Wait, what?
They have a baby together? Those two?
Here's, I put this in the chat room. Here you go. There's a link of Kelsey Grammer and David Ogden Steers and their baby.
Okay. Taking a look here. Oh. Oh, yeah. What? What is happening in this photo?
It's Sean Fleming. I don't know who Sean Fleming is, but...
I don't like that photo at all. Something about it really bothers me. I can't put my finger on why. I don't know what it is. I think all my nostalgia for shows are coming together and smacking me in the face, and then there's this weird kid in the middle. It's like a weird sandwich. I don't like it. All right. Anyway, Daryl, what do you think? How are you feeling? Oh, you already said, yeah, one of them's... Yeah. Which one's got him in it?
Yeah, Haven.
Okay. That's the one where when you're 50, they kill you.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go with that because the last time I picked an episode with him in it, it was right.
Okay.
I
think. Oh, really?
I think, right. Isn't that what I did?
I do recall we had an episode question about the episode in question or something like that. So I think you're right, but I don't remember if you got it right or wrong. So we'll find out now if you're right or wrong. And is he right or wrong?
Congratulations.
Turns out you're right.
You're a winner.
First appearance was in Haven as Deanna is supposed to get married. She takes a liking to Picard and even tells him to carry her luggage. Here's a clip of that going down.
Don't tell me. You're the captain.
Of course. Your daughter has explained your telepathic abilities.
Now, that wasn't telepathy. It was just common sense. Who else would they send to greet me but the captain? Oh, you may carry my luggage. Mother.
Ugh. I don't think I like that.
That was back when they were doing the opening was like the Love Boat, where, you know, they'd open the gangplank and then all of the guest stars for that episode would come aboard.
Yeah, they did. They did that on DS9 a lot too, with the big rotating hole door thing.
And it's all like all the violin music, like let's establish everybody's issues so that we can solve them in an hour.
Truth. Next week we have a Film Sack episode where we watch the live sack of that caveman Riker becomes a caveman episode. So much fun though, Brian.
Yes, the de-evolution episode. That was an extremely fun episode to record.
We really had a good time with it. And you're going out of town this weekend?
I am, yeah. Tina and I are going to be in Vegas for the weekend. We're going to go, this is a vacation trip. Like, so everyone's like, oh, Brian's going to Vegas again? Look, think about this. So
Brian loves Vegas, guys.
Well, it's not a matter of loving Vegas or not, but...
But you do.
All of my trips to Vegas this year have been New Media Expo, where I'm speaking on panels, I'm moderating Trivia Championships of North America, where I'm competing, I'm doing, you know, doing quizzes all day. This is actually like, go there, hang out at the pool, go to some nice restaurants, relax.
That sounds all right.
Spend time with my lady.
Good time of the year, too.
It's September, totally.
Now, if it had been me, I would have done it last weekend and then have it coincide with the North American Heroes of the Storm Championships.
Oh, because that was there?
Yeah, it was all in Vegas and it was really good.
As it stands, the weekend that we're there, there's a big 80s concert at Mandalay Bay, where we happen to be staying. Maybe I shouldn't have said that.
Brian, you're going to get mobbed!
But it's got like ABC, Naked Eyes, like all these great 80s bands. Flock of Seagulls.
Really?
Yes.
This is so up your alley, dude.
It is, but I don't know. We're trying to decide if we want to see it or not. Depends on if we can see. We want to see Absinthe. That's like our goal is seeing Absinthe while we're there.
And
which
that's
is
a band?
Really
what is
cool,
that?
Like comedy, magic. Burlesque show that they do over it. Not really burlesque, but it's in that style of like old timey, steampunky kind of. Era.
Do the boobies come out?
No boobies.
No boobies? Okay. Well, then I wouldn't. That's definitely not. I wouldn't call that burlesque then.
No, it's like that body burlesque style. Burlesque isn't the word I'm looking for, but that's over at Caesars. And if we can get tickets to see that Friday night, then Saturday night we might go see Might go see this 80s thing. Another option is Duran Duran is also playing that weekend as part of the Life is Beautiful Festival. So we got that. And of course, trying to see James and Svet while we're there.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff.
There's a lot to do, man. You got to get some time on the lazy river there at the.
That's the plan. Is pool time is like, you know, just sleeping in, getting a nice breakfast, hanging out the pool.
Yeah.
That's our number one goal.
Don't worry. There's probably not a lot of poo in the pool. It's probably not a lot. Just a little poo. It's fine.
Vaudeville might be the thing I was looking at the description.
Vaudeville. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. And I might try and periscope from there. We'll see.
Well, that'd be lovely.
Yeah.
Daryl?
If there's any poo in there, at least it'll be adult poo.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if that's better.
That's a relief.
I don't know if that's better. That's up till 3 a.m. drinking too much absinthe. Speaking of absinthe. Daryl, let's get you the hell out of here. What else is there to do? This is it. We're done. You're the Trek nerd on Twitter. You've also found yourself to be at This Week in Trek at thisweekintrek.com and the Grumpy Cast. And that's all going very well. Daryl, why don't you leave us with a little game of your own liking, making?
Let's just keep going with McCoy or MASH.
McCoy or MASH. Here's your theme for it.
Northwest began serving peanuts this month. Georgia is the top peanut producing state.
There you go. Wasn't as much penis. I found a bunch of reporters who screw things up. So.
I love it. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, this one's pretty good too.
Despite the fact that they've had such a tremendous amount of sex during the regular season.
All right, sorry. So go ahead. But McCoy or what? Or MASH?
MASH.
Or MASH. I'm a doctor, not a woman.
I'm a doctor, not a woman.
What the hell kind of line is that? I would say, is neither an option? Because that sounds like nothing anyone would say, but I guess they did. I have nothing, Brian, I have no idea.
All of these sound like Frank Burns to me.
Yeah, because Frank would say something like that. Like,
he would, yeah. What do you expect from me, Hawkeye? I'm a doctor, not a woman.
Not a woman. Yeah, I'm going to say you're right.
Number one, I don't see McCoy saying this.
Yeah, it doesn't feel very McCoy-like. And no. I think that does sound very Frank-like. Yeah. So we are going to say, it may not be Frank, but we're going to say MASH.
Well, it's, I'll just tell you what it is. It's, it's a doctor.
Yeah.
From season 8 of MASH. It's Major Houlihan.
What?
I'm a doctor, not a woman?
Oh, yeah. I guess that she's trying to, you know, like separate the fact that she's a woman from being a doctor.
Plus probably she's like, it was one of those ones where she's drunk and Penobscot hasn't shown up yet or something. Those happen a lot.
He's missed our vacation, our R&R in Tokyo.
Did you hear that little ding? That was the sound of Daryl being ejected.
Oh, nice. Well done.
Yeah, I like that. That was pretty good. All right. Now here's this.
Television highlights of the news of yesteryear.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to sneeze again. It's the news brought to you by
Weird Jerky.
Yeah, there's Weird Jerky. I thought we'd have eaten it by now. but that's why I put that in there. So, today was ramshackle rush freaking out just so you guys could get a show. I hope everyone appreciates it.
Yeah, jeez.
When do you leave this weekend? I didn't ask. Did I ask?
Oh, not till Friday.
Oh, okay. So we're good on shows.
That's why I'm all good on shows.
Let's talk about the Emmys.
No
a
pod
bit.
Fading. Yes.
No pod fading. Did you watch any of the Emmys live?
We watched a little bit. We watched the whole intro because I love the intros for the Oscars and the Emmys and Golden Globes and that sort of thing.
Sure.
We recorded the whole thing. We have not watched any of the actual awards ceremony.
Because Brian and I, I got the worst allergies today. He and I were exchanging wiener pictures yesterday. Well, when I say exchange, it was mostly me sending him a wiener picture.
Right.
I was playing with the new Notes app on iOS 9, and I sent him a picture of a wiener. And I wanted to know how that would show up on his watch, and of course it did. And so he sent me a photo from his phone of his watch with my wiener photo, and it looked like you guys were settled down to watch something. And I thought, oh, they're probably watching the Emmys while you're doing... There's that sound again. Do you hear that sound?
That's me typing.
Oh, that's you!
Yeah,
I thought I was going crazy. Well, I never hear it normally, so there must be something about the way this thing does audio.
It's because you've got my gain turned up all the way for volume.
Hey, Brian, here's some advice. Don't fart on the show. Oh, what? Something going on in the background? What happened? Anyway, What was my point? I forgot.
You saw the picture of Tina and I sitting down.
Oh, yeah, you guys sitting there watching the stuff. So I thought, oh, they're watching the Emmys because that's something Brian would do.
Right.
And then I remembered, oh, yeah, the Emmys, I should watch that. And then I thought, no, I'm watching Heroes of the Storm finals. And they were amazing. Like, freaking holy crap, dude. The intensity really? Of what I watched yesterday. It was great.
Wow.
Yeah, I watched like 20 matches yesterday. It was insane. Or however many.
That's cool.
Ever.
No, we watched, so like you said, we watched the intro of the Emmys, but we were watching the Packer game for the most part.
Oh, yeah. How'd they do? I didn't even pay attention to real sports.
They won. They beat Seattle soundly, especially at the end. And unfortunately, I had in my weekly Pick'em League, I had Seattle winning +3, so at 3.5. So I still wanted, basically, I wanted the Packers to win by only 3 points.
Yeah.
And then it would have been the best of both worlds. Packers win,
yeah.
And they don't beat the spread, and so I get the points.
You
but
sure.
No, they blew past that pretty
you're
soundly.
The my neighbor, who's a huge Seahawks fan, is probably crying right now. He's going to be
no,
upset.
Oh, yeah, he probably is, yeah.
Because he hates Green Bay.
Oh, yeah, then he'd be doubly crying, sure.
So, good news, everyone. John Hamm, his old name, he changed it in Hollywood. It used to be John,
probably
the other...
Like Hammerstein or something.
John the other white meat, I think, is what it was. Anyway, John Hamm finally won a Best Actor Emmy for Mad Men after all these years. This is what they kind of do. In fact, I kind of hate it, because if he was good, they should have given it to him when he was good.
You really think that this is just like a pandering thing?
They
like
do it
not...
every time, though. They did this with Walter White. They did this with him. They're doing it. They do this where they'll wait until the end. They did it with Peter Jackson for his Oscar for the third Lord of the Rings movie. It's like, it's not that the final season was his best work. It's just that, well we probably
know.
Ought to give him his thing. Don't you feel
it was,
that way
it
about
was
it?
Good work. Who was he up? And see, here's the things. I don't know who he was up against.
We can find out here. Let's see. The rap has the... lowdown here.
Right here it is. The Emmys.com. Well, I've got the list
wearing.
Up here too.
The beard is great. Awesome beard.
Okay, so lead actor.
Yeah.
It actually was the first. Oh no, that's a limited series. Lead actress, lead actor in a comedy series, lead actor in drama series. All right, so Jimmy. So you got Bob Odenkirk in Better Call Saul.
Okay.
Kyle Chandler. In Bloodline, Kevin Spacey in House of Cards,
yeah.
Liv Schreiber and Ray Donovan, Jeff Daniels in The Newsroom, yeah. And John Hamm in Mad Men.
Okay.
I
mean, I'm not saying he doesn't deserve it. I think he does.
Yeah.
I think he's
yeah.
been insanely good over this course mm-hmm. of the series. And if this is how it works, that's fine with me. I'm not even saying it's really a problem. I just think it happens. Because at the end of it all, they're going to, if they're going to, unless there was some breakout thing that was amazing performance all season long. Then they're going to give it to John Hamm because mm-hmm. he's been here the longest. Let's say Odenkirk was the best actor ever. It doesn't matter because you got Odenkirk for another 6 or 7 seasons. You can get to him. I think that's what they do, dude.
Yeah.
They get to you.
Yeah. I don't know. I think this was a changing season for John Hamm's character on Mad Men.
Yeah.
It like was the completion of his journey. And I think, he could have gotten an Emmy any of the years that this was going on. And maybe, you know, people, maybe they just felt like, yeah, he was better than Spacey this year. He was better than, you know, whoever, I can't think of who's won in the past, but,
I haven't heard anybody rave about the new season of House of Cards, but I haven't seen any of the series, so I can't speak
no,
to
I haven't
any
either.
Of it, but I've heard some people say, yeah, it's not their best year. So maybe that's why
it's on the list. I don't know why, but for some reason I'm watching Cheers right now.
That's
so
fantastic.
I think you've got me into that.
I keep doing that too, dude. I should be watching something I haven't seen that I've been wanting to forever, but I've watched,
right.
You know, I'm watching
it's
Seinfeld.
Such comfort food, you know?
Yeah. I can't help it. Speaking of, people winning things. Viola Davis won and became the first black woman ever to win an Emmy for Best Actress in a Drama Series. She won this with is it How to Get Away with Murder? Is that
How
the
to
show?
Get Away with Murder, yeah.
Is it good? I haven't seen it.
It is a good show. Yeah, that's really good. And she had an episode in there where she basically, you know, she learned some really distressing news and she was just emoting while she was taking off all of her makeup and her wig and stuff like that. And it was a very, I don't know, she should have won just based on that scene alone. It was really, really good.
Well, she says this in her talk. It's kind of hard to argue with this. The only thing that separates women of color from anyone else is opportunity. You cannot win an Emmy for roles that are simply not there. So more roles for black ladies. I mean, it's a good point. It's like, what roles we got this year that seem juicy and meaty that people could win awards for? Well, they're all white people. So we don't need any black actresses, I suppose. Yeah. Anyway, congratulations, sir.
I would have liked to have seen Tatiana Maslany for Orphan Black win, because she was up for it. And she'd gotten snubbed in previous awards years for even getting a nomination. So it would have been nice to see her win.
Game of Thrones broke Emmy records for the most wins by a show in 1 year. They made Emmy history on Sunday, officially winning the most Emmys of any show has ever won in a single year. The show won Best Writing for a Drama Series, won Best Directing for Drama Series, David Nutter was the director, Best Supporting Actor in a Drama Series, that's Peter Dinklage, he won, and Best Drama Series. That's kind of a big deal. They also won eight wins at the Creative Arts Emmy Awards on September 12th, and now holds the record with 12 statuettes. The record was previously held by The West Wing, which took home 9 awards in 2000. So, good job, Game of Thrones. Maybe you don't need as many wieners.
No, that was one of the awards they got. Was best wiener. Best wieners.
Best use of a wiener? Okay.
Best use of a Lynn Headley body double.
If you've never seen the South Park episode where they make fun of that, it's the funniest freaking thing. It's just George R. R. Martin running around talking about wieners the whole time. It's fantastic.
Nice.
Andy Samberg gave out free HBO Now logins during the Emmys, I guess. That sounds weird. That's so funny. If you want free HBO, Brian, you should have watched the Emmys last night.
I guess so, yeah. I wonder how, I haven't heard any or seen tweets about how he did overall, like if people liked Andy Samberg or not. His shtick can get grating sometimes.
Mm-hmm. I've heard a few people on Twitter last night were saying, I love Andy Samberg or whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't know what bias they went in with. I like him, so my guess is I would have probably enjoyed whatever he did. But
same here. I think, I love Brooklyn Nine-Nine. I think that's one of the best ensemble comedies in a long time.
Still haven't seen it. That's got Macho Camacho in it.
It does, yes. Yeah. It's weird. You see him on those? You see him on the Irish Spring or... what is it? Is it Irish Spring or...
Irish Spring? What is it? Jeez. What's the old... Is it Old Spice?
Old Spice. That's it. Yeah, it's Old Spice.
And it was an old man cologne. They're trying to young that thing up.
Right.
Because that's a My Uncle wore. Finally, the Emmys spoiled half a dozen series finales and Twitter's not happy about it. This is pretty good. The video montage on Sunday night's primetime Emmy Awards bade farewell to several TV shows that ended in the past year by editing together a montage of spoilers from each show. It felt like a massive practical joke. Viewers who hadn't finished or even started binge-watching Nurse Jackie, Mad Men, Boardwalk Empire, 2 and a Half Men, and a handful of other series were unexpectedly treated to the show's final moments. The various shows' final moments. Host Andy Samberg acknowledged the impending rage of the Twitter sphere after the montage, shrugging, "Welcome back to the spoiler awards. I guess everyone on the show died." You know, in a way, me saying that kind of just spoiled the ones they just named here. I shouldn't probably done that.
It's been more than 2 weeks. Whatever.
I haven't seen Nurse Jackie. I have not finished Mad Men. I haven't finished Boardwalk Empire, and I don't care about 2 and a Half Men. So.
And for the record, knowing what I know about all of those shows, only people died on 3 of the 4. So there you go.
So hold on, Brian. I want to take a wild stab in the dark.
No. You don't want to do that because you will spoil. Okay, go ahead.
I'm going to take a wild stab in the dark as to which show didn't have people die at the end.
Right.
I'm going to just say it's probably 2 and a Half Men.
Oh, you know what? I take that back. So yeah, half of those shows. So 2 of the 4 shows didn't have somebody dying.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
For some reason, I knew that Charlie Sheen came back, even though he had died, and I knew that was like in the ending of 2 and a Half Men. So
he did come back for that?
He did come back for that, even though he came back before as Kathy Bates, was it?
What?
Yeah. So there was one episode after Charlie Sheen had left the show, and Charlie Sheen's character was killed off on the show.
I remember hearing about that.
He came back, the ghost of Charlie Sheen came back as Kathy Bates for one episode.
That sounds terrible.
I didn't see the episode, but it does sound terrible. Yes.
that had its viewership, but yeah, man, that sounds awful. Not interested. Although I did see a Seinfeld the other day that cracked me up, that I usually hate these things where they get supernatural with stuff, mm-hmm. but it was Jerry. It was basically Jerry sitting there as Jerry's brain, and it was him in a little white suit with a brain on top of his head on the outside, talking to his penis on the other side that was just like a like a little condom head on the other side.
Right.
And then between them was a chessboard, and they were playing chess to see who would win the fight or whatever. They never really did that later seasons, but early on they would kind of dabble in that stuff.
They could get away with that, you know.
So, anyway, I don't know how. I'm not pissed that they. I don't. Well, whatever. Spoilers are spoilers. 2 weeks,
and
right?
It's been more than 2 weeks.
Yeah, 2 weeks. Don't forget, people. 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. Hey guys, this episode of the Morning Stream has been brought to you by Braintree, code for easy online payments. If you're building a mobile app and searching for simple payment solutions, check out Braintree. The Braintree V.0 SDK makes it easy to offer multiple payment types, start accepting PayPal, Apple Pay, Bitcoin, Venmo, cards, and more, all with one single integration. The V.0 SDK is one small snippet of code, and you're set up in less than 10 minutes. To learn more and for your first $50,000 in transactions fee-free, go to BraintreePayments.com/morningstream. We're going to take a break. When we come back, let's make sure this has all been recording this whole time. Yeah, we're good.
Oh, boy.
You know, it's just one of those days. We're going to come back and talk to Steven Schleicher from Major Spoilers today. He's going to talk about some cool stuff, and then we'll have an email or a call or something like that after that. Before all of that, though, Brian brought some entertaining music, and we're going to play it for you now.
This is great because this satisfies three things, right? Mm-hmm. Excuse me, this first song. First off, it's Tanner's birthday, and Tanner turns 23. And wrote an email saying, hey, something, I'd like to hear something cool, upbeat, and electronic-ish. Okay, that one we can help with. Chloe also wrote in, said, dear bye guys, I'll be flying out to Japan on Tuesday, the 22nd of September, to live there for about a year. This marks a milestone in my life, as I've spent the last 10 years battling with anxiety and depression, and have had some really bad times along the way. But in the last couple of years, I've battled every hurdle that has come up and really triumphed over my mental health and life story. Tuesday, midday, I will hopefully be in the air on my way from London to Tokyo, listening to my favorite podcast and looking forward to all the good things to come. So, Brian, would you please choose something to match my excitement and feelings of, F yeah, doing great things in my life. Domo arigato, though, Chloe.
Nice.
So, and she also requested something, just said, you know, upbeat, I like all genres of music except metal. And I mentioned three things that this satisfies. This satisfies a request from me to play this on the actual day that it references. Oh, the song September by Earth, Wind, and Fire talks about the 21st night of September, which is tonight. So you can sing this song, and it's timely and appropriate and all that stuff. Here's the cover by the band Pomplamoose. You can find it on their covers thing, but it's much more fun if you go look at the video and watch Jack Conti and Natalie Dawn actually performing this. It is Pomplamoose. It is September. It is originally by Earth, Wind, and Fire.
All right. We'll see you guys on the other side.
Do you remember the 21st night of September? Love was changing the minds of pretenders while chasing the clouds away. We're ringing in the key that our souls were singing as we dance in the night. Remember how the stars stole the night away. Bye.
you believe that? Are you kidding me? They went to the beach on the hottest day of the summer!
But that just ain't right. That just ain't right.
Buy this brand new Kia Sedona 7-passenger van for just $159 bi-monthly, zero down, $159.
We're back!
You tell them Gary sent you. You'll get a better deal.
You done?
Century Kia!
Start the fire. Turn the key. Century free. Kia. This
somebody's serious.
The Morning Stream, shoving hobos and sucking the cheese since 2011.
All right, we're back, everybody. We're back.
Mm-hmm.
I love the chat room.
I do too.
I really do.
Is it supposed to sound this bad? Why does it sound so bad?
Why is it so terrible? Why are our first world problems so hard? All right. We're going to take a moment here and call our buddy
Steven.
If you're
just joining us, we're on Google Hangouts because Skype isn't working. Okay.
Yeah, exactly right. Steven Schleicher should be able to just join this.
Okay.
I think. I don't know. Hangouts. What are you anyway? What kind of poopy poop are you?
Snoopy poopy poop dog.
Poop dog. See, and there's no way for me to even see that it's ringing him. It just says he was invited. That's kind of annoying. Also,
does he know, like you told him that we were doing it via this method?
Yeah, I did. I told him. He said it should be fine. The weird bit is I don't know why. I don't know why. All right. Now. Okay, we're back. We're recording again. Now, let's see if Steven comes in. Come on, Steven. Whoop, whoop, whoop. Bring it in, buddy.
Here, Steven.
Here, boy. Oh, I see him. I see him. Hold on. Don't do anything yet. I'm going to play a thing. It's this. Shit. Steven Schleicher joining us. Hello, Steven.
Good morning.
How are you? So it's good. So it's Monday. Going good for you too. Then I see.
Aww.
Today is uber Monday, stupid. Right. Today is so stupid so far.
Yeah,
I'd like to take today and put a large sharp object up today's butt and see how it likes it.
That'll teach it a lesson.
Yeah, that'll teach it.
Good.
Yeah. Well, it's good to have you here, man. I hope you had a decent weekend. And did you do anything fun? Anything nerdy in your life over the weekend?
Well, definitely did some nerdy stuff. I'm editing videos for the next round of the Dice Masters tournament that we're doing on our YouTube channel, Major Spoilers Video.
Yeah.
Cool.
And other than that, I'm just behind on everything.
Yeah. Sounds like me. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Let's join together in hands. And
and I haven't watched any of the tournament yet, but I did watch your unboxing of the War of Light.
I've got the Gravity Feed on Saturday. So I got the Gravity Feed of that, which will be opening up here soon. And
nice.
When you say, you said Lord of Light, Brian?
War of Light. It's the lanterns. All the lanterns in Dice Masters.
I thought it was the you're talking about the Game of Thrones like deity that sets people on fire and stuff. All right.
No, but speaking of Game of Thrones, Scott, and next time you go out to Vegas, you like to go to that old arcade.
Mm-hmm.
There's a Game of Thrones pinball machine coming out in October.
Oh, really?
No way.
Yeah, so you might be on the lookout for that.
It's going to be too late for me to check it out at this weekend. Bummer.
If I hit a pretty lady on the pinball, will two balls come out? Like, what happens?
Everything just explodes in a red spray of...
Oh, wonderful. Oh, that'd be great if there was a red wedding mode in the game.
Everybody dies at the end of the pinball game.
Little cardboard stand-ups where everyone just clonk, clonk, fall down. I want them to be creative with that. We'll see how that goes. I'm guessing a giant Peter Dinklage face on the front of that thing, though.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember who all it has on there. I know it has the kid in there and a couple of other people, but I don't remember if Dinklage is on the front.
We'll follow up with you then.
Yep.
Well, you've brought some goodies here.
Okay.
Doctor Who's losing one of their own. Why is Jenna Coleman taken off? What's the deal?
Because she's going to play Queen Victoria.
Oh.
That's the thing that everyone's pointing at.
I'm going to focus on my movie career.
Her next role for BBC is Queen Victoria, so she needs to depart. But, the season's basically shot already. But she's going to leave sometime this season. For those of you that did watch the season opener, I don't think it's in the first episode.
So as a guy who's not a regular Whovian, I don't really watch Doctor Who. How's this season been received with the new Doctor and stuff? People been happy
with
it?
Well, it just started Saturday. Right now, some people are very positive about it and very upbeat. Other people are like, it wasn't the best. I did see that for the BBC, the premiere was the lowest rated premiere of the Doctor that they've had in a long time.
Oh, wow.
It's only something like 4.5 million, I think, tuned in to watch. So
you, as a guy who doesn't really watch the show, are you telling me the internet had varied, wildly different opinions about
the
something?
Internet was split. Some liked it very much and were vocal, and many people didn't like it and were also vocal.
Gosh, I just, it's a phenomenon. I'm not familiar with it. I don't know how that works. How weird.
The chat room, it feels very strongly that, especially Jeannie, that she's been around a little bit too long. She's overstayed her welcome on the show by about 2 seasons.
Yeah, some people just really don't like her, her character or the actress. So
is she the little helper girl, like in the normal?
A companion?
Yeah.
Companion.
You know, the helper girl.
Now, if you go and look, I think it's over on BBC. I think it's BBC on YouTube. They released the first episode for free on YouTube. So if you didn't get to see it on BBC America or BBC or iTunes or 100 other places you can get it for free over on YouTube.
I have a prediction, and this comes with no opinion one direction or the other, but I have a prediction, and I would like the three of us to revisit it in a couple years when it comes around. I think the next Doctor, whenever old man McGillicuddy's done with his contract.
Capaldi, yeah.
I like that guy. He's cool.
Yeah.
It's going to be a lady. They're doing a lady.
A
lot of people have been asking for that, and certainly the person who plays Peggy Carter, I forget her name off the top of my head.
Oh, really?
She has expressed interest that she would very much like to be the Doctor.
Oh, interesting.
In an upcoming season. But for whatever reason, I don't know why. I mean, we've seen the Doctor switch sexes before, people are have been asking for a female Doctor, a person of color Doctor, and a ginger Doctor for a long time. So
yeah.
Ginger Doctor.
Yeah.
I want.
That's my favorite off-brand non-cola that you can get at Safeway.
Yeah, here's the fun part about everything we're talking about. Anytime Doctor Who is mentioned on the show, I will get an avalanche of emails telling me how wrong I was about a thing I said. In fact, the chat room's already corrected me on one thing. It's we're now two. This is the second season with the new Doctor, right?
Yes.
Okay. See, I thought we were still going in the first one. I don't watch the show. I know that there are garbage cans that walk around telling people they're going to exterminate them. That's all I know. Somebody's got a big like scarf with lots of colors on it.
That's like old school Doctor right there.
Yeah.
If you are looking to start Doctor Who instead of watching Cheers for the 10th time.
Maybe they should have an African American ginger lady doctor.
That would be awesome.
That'd be all right.
You might want to just start with the very first season of the new series of the Doctor Who's Eccleston that came out about 9 years ago. That's the best place to start. You don't have to go all the way back to the first Doctor.
I really enjoyed the Eccleston seasons, and then started getting into the Tennant seasons. I was like, all right, yeah, this is pretty good. I do need to go back. You know what? All right. I'll stop my Cheers
mashery runs.
Binging and because now, once you get past those first few episodes and you see how they evolve those characters and like decide, all right, we're gonna make Cliff a real character and we're gonna like get this weird blonde dude out of here that's kind of the irritating barfly.
Oh, I forgot about that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, every show has that. We were noting on Seinfeld, the early seasons had two different dads. Jerry's dad was a different actor, and George's dad was a different actor.
Right.
And the moms were the same, though. Like, they had the same lady actors. It was really weird to see that. Anyway, good luck to Jenna Coleman. May her,
May her reign as queen.
Last 100 years.
Yeah. Hopefully it goes well for you. Booster Gold and Blue Beetle movie is happening. And you're saying probably not. So. You don't think so? Just rumors?
No, it's just rumors. There was a site that just came out of nowhere and said, hey, we've got inside information that the Blue Beetle Booster Gold movie is definitely happening. And Warner Brothers is pulling in the Zach Penn, who writes for Marvel movies. And this is definitely going to happen. And then everybody just kind of reported on it. And then everybody stopped and waited for a moment and goes, how is this even possible? No other site that is... got their fingers on the inside of Hollywood has said anything about it. Warner Brothers has not said anything about it. It would be great if it would happen, but this site is pitching it as a buddy cop movie. which would be great.
Yeah. But well, give me some background. Who the hell is Booster Gold? I know who Blue Beetle is, but I don't know who this
Booster
Gold is. Booster
Gold is a time traveler from, going to get the century wrong, but I believe it's the 31st century. He stole some time traveling technology from a museum. He was basically a janitor, ex-football player who got into some gambling problems, became a janitor at a museum, stole some time travel equipment, came back to modern times, and basically tries to make as much money as he can as a superhero. So
interesting.
If you've read the stuff from the late 80s with the Justice League International, you will read a lot of Booster Gold and Blue Beetle team ups, and they are hysterical. They're great. There's a real camaraderie between these two. I think it would work great as a movie, but I'm not sure Warner Brothers is ready to pull the trigger on those two just yet.
Well, I had a bunch of old time radio stuff back in the day, some tapes, and they featured Blue Beetle, and the name Booster Gold kind of is reminiscent to me, but you're telling me these two rolled together for a while? Or are we talking about separate movies?
No. This would be a standalone movie.
So these would be potentially buddy cop idea, and together they worked in the comics or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The comics are the first thing, right? Then the radio plays. That wasn't the other way around.
Well, Booster Gold didn't show up until the 80s. So if you're looking at some oldie timey stuff, then probably not. Now, Blue Beetle has had several incarnations. The one that would probably be featured in this movie is the Ted Kord version. And he's a lesser Batman, for lack of a better word. I mean, he dresses up, fights crime. He's super rich, and he's a tech genius, but he's definitely not Batman.
Who is this DC? Who is Blue Beetle?
Yeah, this is DC Comics. Yes.
Okay.
Now, the current Blue Beetle, or a Blue Beetle that a lot of people are hoping that it could be, is Jaime Reyes, who came out in, I want to say, right after the last universe implosion. And he had a great run. He's a great character. It's a different take on the Blue Beetle. Instead of being a mythical scarab-powered hero, he is a spacesuit-wearing guy.
Hey, you sold me right there.
Yeah.
Beetle, spacesuit-wearing guy. I want
to say Rafael Albuquerque was the artist on that Jaime Reyes run. And it's just fantastic. And I would recommend both of those series for people to go check out.
Well, would you recommend the Gambit movie now that we've lost a director? Isn't this isn't even the first guy to go, is it? I know that thing's been in limbo.
There's a couple guys down now.
Yeah.
But far as we know, Channing Tatum is still on board, but director Rupert Wyatt has left the production. And I got word of this last Monday after we did last week's show from an inside person who's contacted me before, you and I both know, Scott. And he said that, hey, I'm getting a lot of calls from Louisiana. Everybody on the crew for the new Gambit movie has been told to pack up and go home because the studio's not going to pay them anymore.
Wow.
And then word starts leaking out that the rewrite of the script was quote-unquote so good that it would have required additional shooting and more money, and the studio didn't want to do that.
Because the script was so good?
The script was so good that it would require more money for them to produce and make it. And and so they're like, well, we can do it, but we have to push this off until next year, until 2016. And that means that Rupert Wyatt can't direct the movie.
I call bull crap on that whole, the script is so good. That sounds like crap. There's no way, right?
If it means that, hey, look, this movie is good and we want to make it, but it's going to cost us an additional $50 or $100 million to do, studio may have to back off on that.
Yeah, but I guess so. I mean,
it's not easy to just come up with $100 million.
Right, but also you could say, in a way, you're also saying to the world, look, we've got this character who's a little bit ancillary in the comic. It's everyone knows Gambit if you watched the cartoons in the 80s and you were kind of into it. But on the whole, and outside of his brief appearance in that Wolverine movie, and kind of crappy appearance in there.
Mm-hmm.
Taylor Kitsch.
Kitsch.
Mm-hmm. You don't really know Gambit the way you know Wolverine or the way you know some of these more core characters in there. So it's a big gamble to say, well, let's throw another $100 million at this when you're dealing with a character and a studio who's a little, on thin ice when it comes to the Marvel properties they have.
Right, exactly.
Well, especially since Marvel movies not done by Disney Marvel have not done well in the most recent.
X-Men did good, and the Wolverine movie did good, but other than that, everything else is tanked for
Fantastic
Fox.
Four tanked.
So, but if they were only, I don't remember what the initial budget on this was, but if they were only planning on spending $50 million and then they get a new script and it's going to cost them $100 million, I can see them saying, if this is really worth it, we'll go ahead and do it, but we have to raise the money first, and so let's push this off.
And we don't know why the director left. We just know he's not there.
Well, no, scheduling conflict. Because the movie's pushed off for a couple of months, he's got another gig to go do.
All right.
And so he has to drop out of this one.
What a wild world they live in over there.
Mm-hmm. I know, right?
Crazy. Well, there's plenty more happening in the world of pop culture, comics, video games, and movies and things. And you can follow a lot of that stuff over there at majorspoilers.com. Steven, anything you'd like people to feast their eyes on this week?
Well, not this week, but coming up in a couple of weeks, Flash Season 2. And Yay! We've got a subscriber podcast that we do that looks at every single episode. And if people are interested in getting that, they can head over to our VIP site, members.majorspoilers.com, for more information.
Sounds freaking fantastic.
Cool.
Steven Schleicher, everybody. Follow him on Twitter as well, at Major Spoilers. Take it easy, dude. See you later.
See ya. Bye.
Bye now. There's that eject ding again. Now they know when I'm kicking people.
I'm not hearing it, so.
Oh, you're not?
That might just be in your ears, yeah.
Oh, that might be good. Oh, except the chat room will hear it, though.
Oh, yeah.
Because
well, and the podcast.
The podcast will hear it, yeah. I'll figure out how to mute those if we ever have to use this again.
That's hilarious. Captain Kipper just posted a photo in the chat room of a Kia Soul that has a bumper sticker that says, Snape kills Dumbledore.
Oh, my gosh.
Just driving around with a big spoiler on your bumper.
Seems like the most spoilery thing to put on your car ever. Wow.
And the fact that I just said that out loud, you know, again, it's been out for longer than 2 weeks. I think
long
okay.
time. Yep. Yeah. If you count the book, even longer.
Isn't even the first time it's been mentioned on this show. So
yeah, but as to why what happens that you spoiled, that's the important part.
Right. Exactly.
So don't take our word for it. It's in a book.
Knowing isn't even half the battle.
No,
in that case.
It really isn't. No rainbows for you. What are we doing here? Oh, I got a phone call. You want to hear this?
Yeah, for
All right,
sure.
I'm going to play this phone call. And speaking of podcasts, Scott might have a secret thing happening this week.
Johnson pulled.
I'm just going to pull that Johnson. In fact, you know what I'm going to do? If you hang around till the very end of the show today, people in the, like after our, this is from the Frog Pants Network, get more, Frog Pants, after all that, if people.
You'll talk about it?
If you guys hang around at home, I'm not going to do it for the chat room. Not for live, but people at home, you'll hear the exact thing I'm talking about.
Oh, wow.
You'll know
what
it is.
When do
I
get to hear about it?
I'll tell you after.
Okay, good.
It's not that big a deal. I mean, it is, but it's not. Not that earth-shattering. But here's the call we got. We got one about Grand Junction, Colorado, and a correction, because apparently we're both wrong, and so is Stephen King.
okay.
So let's find out what he means.
This is Badger Williams in Tadpole, very, very rarely. I just wanted to call because I just listened to your Thursday morning show. And sorry if this ended up on TMSPM, but I don't listen to live. But I live in Grand Junction, Colorado. We are 20 miles from the border of Utah. Basically goes through that and then Grand Junction. And I just want to say, we do not get a lot of snow. Not at all. In fact, that is a point of contention I have with the Stand book. There's no way you're going to snowmobile from the Eisenhower Tunnel to Grand Junction. We have the basically the same weather as you guys do in Salt Lake, Utah. Bye, guys.
Okay, here in Salt Lake, Utah, we have snow, though. Like, all winter long, we have snow. We have, like,
really?
Potentially well, 9 months of snow, so I don't know what he's talking about. So he,
apparently
so
they have less.
So he's correcting us on Grand Junction, but now I have to correct him on Salt Lake City. It's snow, snows here plenty.
Yeah, Grand Junction... When you go through there, you see all these vineyards. So it's something about this big rock wall and this valley that they're in that they must not get a lot of snow because it does allow them to actually grow grapes and produce wine. Very you know, decent wine from what I hear.
You know what I've heard they have a lot of there?
What's that?
Butt and penis.
Take that. Send, us, send me a correcting phone call.
Just
on
as
that.
Much as there is in Salt Lake, Utah.
Salt Lake, Utah. That's fine. Salt Lake, Utah's fine. That's it. We're going to go a tiny bit early today since things are a little crazy. Veronica's not here, but we'll have her next week. The show is at frogpants.com/TMS. You can find YouTube. Speaking of YouTube, since we had to use YouTube today, it bears noting that I'm a little bit surprised that during your song, and maybe the second one will be the one, but usually on Hangout, you get these live content ID warnings. Where it'll go, we're about to kill your stream because you're playing some song that you don't have the rights to, even though Brian has the rights to play them. So let's see how that goes. But we put all the shows every day, whether we're recording them this way or some other way, at my YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/ScottJohnson. So if you want to catch the video versions of the show, why, you surely can.
Cool. And the good news is it looks like Skype is back, so tomorrow we should be
Back
to normal.
Yeah, we'll go back to normal. I think I still prefer the old... Once in a while, it's good to test this.
Yeah.
Kind of see what's up.
And remind ourselves why we don't do it.
Yeah. It's just too many weird loose ends. But yeah. Well, you know, whatever. Some people really like it. Some people don't. But for now, frogpants.com/TMS, no matter how we get the show to you, all links point there. Email us, themorningstream@gmail.com. Phone calls like the one you heard can come to us at 801-471-0462. Follow us all on Twitter. Brian's at Coverville. I'm at Scott Johnson. The show is at Morning Stream. And on our Reddit page, you can say things there too. Progpants.reddit.com. That's it. I think we're done. Let's do some music. You want to do some more music before we go?
Yes, sure.
All right.
Mike wrote in and said, Dear Bosman and Skaggs, after working 25 years in IT for different universities, I've finally gotten my dream job in the private sector. I celebrate. Or to celebrate, I think he means to say. I would love to hear any cover of Lido Shuffle by Boz Skaggs or other covers about hitting the road. Many thanks and love the show. Cheers. Signed, Mike in Utah. Maybe he's in Salt Lake, Utah.
Could be.
Who knows?
Yeah.
So Lido Shuffle by Boz Skaggs, what a great 70s tune. And a good cover of it is by this threesome, Morse, Portnoy, and George. And I know that... I think that Hammond Chamberlain has interviewed them for Beyond the Playlist, but I'm not 100% sure. In any case, they're worth checking out. These guys know rock and roll, and they've been in the business for a long time, and so they've released a couple of cover albums where they pay tribute to some of their favorite songs. It's close to the original, but different enough that they do add something new to it, and that's the case with all their covers. But I mean, they're straight ahead rock and rollers, and man, you look at any photos or videos of these guys and you can just tell these guys are rock and rollers. Yeah. It's Morse, Portnoy, and George, and their 2012 cover from their Cover to Cover album of Boz Skaggs' Lido Shuffle.
I like Bob Skaggs too. He was
Bob cool. Skaggs.
He was all right.
Vote
all right.
For Bob Skaggs for county assessor.
Here it is, your comptroller.
That's it. Comptroller.
Comptroller. Here it is. It's the Lido Shuffle. We'll see you guys tomorrow on a regular episode of The Morning Stream.
Lido missed the boat that day. He left the shack. But that was all in this. He ain't coming back now. Long enough to wear the hammer.
Yeah! Yeah!
Thank you, Mike.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.
Pretty pink unicorn.
Yes, chat room, the podcast will sound better. I promise. All right, guys, as promised, here is the entire promo for Core, the new Heroes of the Storm podcast on the Frog Pants Network. This is also the thing that is in the placeholder position on the actual feed you subscribe to, which is, of course, 100% free. I hate the word subscribe. It's always free. If you want to get more information about Core, I tell you all about it in this clip. It's 2 minutes. So here you go.
Not afraid to be called a MOBA, this is Core.
Hello, everybody. Fellow lovers of all things Heroes of the Storm, Scott Johnson here. You might know me from The Instance and The Diablo Show, among other things. Guess what? Finally making a weekly hero show. And it's called Core, as you may have guessed from the intro. Why? Because I love this game. And it was going to happen sometime, so it may as well be freaking now. Guess what else? I'm bringing two pals and heroes vets with me as co-hosts. John Jagger and Bo Schwartz. If you've played with these guys, you know how rad they are. Also our theme song, made by Bo Schwartz. We have a unique vibe planned for the show, and while you can expect great discussion around characters, meta play, map strats, the pro scene, and the like, things you'd expect, we also have some very unique plans for content as well, and I think you guys are going to really like that part of it. Our premiere episode of Season 1 goes live this coming Saturday, September 26th, 2015. Expect an episode every Saturday as our normal release day. You can get it anywhere that you get your podcasts. For free, of course. Go to heroesforyou.com for more details and ways to contact the show. You can also just copy and paste the podcast RSS feed right from that page and put it in your favorite podcast app player if it's not already listed in the public directories you're normally searching, iTunes and the whatnot. Follow us on Twitter at Core Heroes. Leave us a voicemail at 801-471-0462. You guys, we are very excited to get this thing off the ground. And we'll see you on September 26th.